Hey friends, it's the 26th of June. Welcome to Pray Today. I'm so glad you chose to open up your app and listen to this today. You know, I shared with you, I remember another time on a Pray Today, I talked about faith. I talked about Hebrews chapter 11, and then I flipped over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I told you that faith is listed as one of the spiritual gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to us as Christians, or gives to some Christians. And again, God chooses what spiritual gifts we receive. Another one of those things, but I also talked to you about the importance for us to develop faith, and some of us have to work really hard at that. Some people are just given this amazing level of faith, and others have to just work really hard to increase their faith. Another one of those spiritual gifts that the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians 12 that is given as a spiritual gift, but that we're all to work towards, is wisdom. Okay, wisdom. And if I jump over to James chapter 1, verse 5, it says this: if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So we can grow. For some of us, wisdom comes naturally. And for some of us, we have to ask God, and we will be given a portion of wisdom that will help us. Now, what does wisdom do for us? So many things. Wisdom helps us to navigate this life. Now, there is worldly wisdom, which helps us to take the knowledge that we have and to make good decisions in our life decisions, normal everyday life decisions. And we all know people who just have great life advice. But let's take it a step further and let's talk about godly wisdom. When we have godly wisdom, then we filter everything. Say everything. We filter everything through God's word. It's not wise if we just buy false teaching, or teaching that we hear on the radio, or read on the internet, or somebody gives us a book about, or we hear some pastor or speaker say. That's not wisdom. Wisdom is found when we filter that through the word of God. When it comes to parenting children, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to decision making in our life, we find our wisdom to come through God's word. So this is something that we all should desire, is to have wisdom and to develop wisdom. And some of us, we have to work really hard. Wisdom is not making knee-jerk reactions. Instead of reacting, it's responding in a godly manner. So many areas that we can grow in this area of wisdom. Wisdom always seeks God first. Wisdom always filters everything through the word of God. Let's pray about that. Thank you, Lord, that you have promised us that you will give us wisdom. For those of us who have an extra portion of wisdom, we thank you for that. Lord, for those of us who know somebody who has great godly wisdom, thank you for those people in our lives. Lord, we want to ask that you would guide us in making wise decisions, thinking about decisions that we make each day. May we filter them through your word first. May we filter them through the lens of eternity. And Lord, we know we will not get caught up in the unimportant temporal things of this life if we are seeking your wisdom. What a gift, Lord. And we thank you for growing wisdom in us, so that we can live a life honoring to you, that we can make choices that are honoring to you, and so that we can lead others by sharing with them your wisdom that you have given us on loan. Thank you so much for this gift. In Jesus' name, amen.